Park City Council member Liza Simpson says the council is seriously looking at bringing in broadband technology for various reasons, all of which are part of keeping up to speed with what is becoming standard infrastructure for cities who want to remain viable and innovative.
Certainly, we have an awful lot of people in town who work from Park City and work in other markets on both coasts. And so the capability to connect and connect quickly is a pretty important economic tool. The other piece of it that we're looking at is really we should be looking at this as infrastructure. This is really the infrastructure for our generation, if you will.
She says while wireless technology is current, it won't keep up with fiber optics going forward.
The beauty of fiber is that they are projecting its upward growth limit somewhere in the stratosphere. So fiber can just carry so much more information than wireless can that they really complement each other rather than replace each other.
Not only that, she says, but there is the desire to make internet connection more accessible and cheaper for all.
Much like water, much like electricity. And, you know, you think about the rural electrification project in the 30s that brought electricity to remote farms and a bunch of places that had never had electricity before and how life-changing that was. And so a bunch of what we've talked about and what we talked about last night was the social equity side of it and the fact that, you know, it really is something that should be accessible to our entire community. I mean, we have kids in the school district who've been given laptops and don't have the ability to connect at home.
Infrastructure is the most important element, and she says the Park City area has a lot of conduit for fiber optic already in place. She says a lot of it belongs to various providers.
There are places where the city has run the conduit and the city has run the fiber. We did a lot of that in preparation for the Olympics. So we've got a good core spine through Old Town, down Park Avenue, Kearns. We've got a good core there.
Simpson says it's about partnering with all the existing companies who already own fiber here, like Comcast or CenturyTel.
The other infrastructure that you're talking about has been put in by the various providers. So, for example, if Comcast has put in a conduit and fiber, that's there. One thing that we obviously are looking at is sharing those facilities, and that'll be part of the discussion that we have in partnership with the providers. We're certainly okay. Not looking to put anybody out of business. We're looking to make sure all of our citizens have access to a high-speed internet connection.
Really, the larger portion of the cost of bringing in fiber optics for broadband, Simpson says, is simply digging the trench and putting in the pipe.
I mean, there are a bunch of technologies out there that they're using in Europe, for example, called micro-trenching, and they're using them in cold climates like ours. Could that bring the cost down quite a bit? Obviously, the lion's share of the cost is digging a trench and putting a conduit in.
She says conduit for electricity is a completely different animal and fiber optics can't be run through it.
Electrical requires basically a pretty large vault. And we've been told by Rocky Mountain Power, for example, that some of the vaults that we ran in Old Town as part of an initiative in case residents wanted to underground their lines, that basically after 5 years, Rocky Mountain Power won't go back in and put the power in. What we've been told by all of the providers is that basically conduit for fiber lasts forever.
That's Park City Councilmember Liza Simpson. The next step, she says, is just more analysis, a feasibility study to determine the city's level of involvement. She says this is a beginning of a long involved process because the price tag will be significant. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.